97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like Miley Cyrus has been hit with a lawsuit alleging she and co-songwriters Gregory Hine and Michael Pollack copied portions of a Bruno Mars single when they wrote their Grammy-winning global hit Flowers.
Duh.
This is according to Rolling Stone. According to the lawsuit, Tempo Music Investments claims Flowers includes unauthorized exploitation of several elements of Mars's 2013 piano-driven ballad, When I Was Your Man. The suit also names Sony Music Publishing, Apple, Target, Walmart, and several other companies as defendants accused of distributing Flowers.
It is exactly like that.
It is like it?
Yeah. Oh,
it's a reply song, though.
Yeah.
He wrote a song, she wrote a reply to it.
It reminds me of the 70s court case, which George Harrison lost over My Sweet Lord.
That was,
and he's so fine.
Right, but that this was a reply song. His song is, I Never Bought You Flowers, and
she sings,
I Can Buy My Own Flowers.
Yeah, I don't need you.
Yeah, but didn't they determine, though, in one of those lawsuits that there are only a certain number of chords and only a certain number of ways you can arrange them.
But
and there's no way in the history of music that you couldn't have two songs that sounded similar without being a copy of each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't it John Fogerty that got sued for claiming that he copied himself?
Yes. He did.
He got sued for his solo stuff saying it copied CCR.
The people that own the CCR stuff.
Okay,
and also, Bruno Mars is not suing Miley Cyrus. It's the co-writer of Bruno Mars' song who sold his song rights to a company. And so they are the ones suing. Bruno Mars has nothing to do with this lawsuit.
Yeah. Wow.
If you had worries about your teen being on social media, you're not alone, as parents across the country have been looking for extra protection for their kids when they are online. For those concerned, Instagram appears to be listening, as the social media site shared on Tuesday a sweeping overhaul to teen accounts that will offer more protection and give parents more control. According to the company, all teen accounts will now automatically be set to private, only allowing those accepted to view what they are posting. Teen accounts will also have stricter messaging settings, ensuring they can only be messaged by people they are following or connected to. So that's kind of a good thing.
I'm glad to hear they put some common sense restrictions in there, maybe.
Exactly. Now you don't have all those creepers like texting
teen. Well, you probably still will. They'll still try somehow.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Boarhead Liverwurst, well, you're going to be upset today. It will not be available for purchase or consumption ever again. The company announced the decision to permanently discontinue the deli meat was announced Friday, months after the discovery of an ongoing listeria outbreak that was tied to a specific production process. So,
which one of them or all of them?
All of the liverwurst.
The liverwurst.
Oh, thank you.
That is just such liverwurst. A tragedy.
Because I like
the world
I like
without
paying
liverwurst.
$16 a pound for my roast beef from Boys.
I know.
Said no one ever.
They probably need to change the name of that company now. They're just tied to Listeria forever.
It could be. No kidding.
My father-in-law may be upset. He's one of the ones that still eats head cheese, which grosses me out.
Yeah. Oh. No, thank you.
Gross. Liverwurst. Also, who likes liverwurst? Somebody does.
Oh, obviously.
Because they were getting sick over
my
eating it.
My dad used to eat it years ago, and I never understood
that. I think it's a generational thing.
It might be.
We all quit it. Target announced yesterday that it's going to hire approximately 100,000 seasonal employees to help out for the holidays. And it's expected surge in foot traffic. So if you're looking for a job, head on over to Target if you want to work seasonally.
I sent that when I saw that headline yesterday. I sent it to my 16-year-old daughter.
Oh, did you?
Hey, FYI, it's just down the street.
And it looks like thousands waited for a reservation at Casa Bonita. If you don't know what that is, it's a Mexican restaurant outside of Denver that is now owned by South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
There's a documentary on Paramount Plus about it.
Apparently, they are serving they had reservations, and nearly 40,000 people were online trying to get part of their Founders Club. And then they sold out at noon, but still at 3 p.m., there were still 29,000 people trying to get reservations.
What's the big deal about it?
Does Cartman work there or something?
No, it's in Colorado, it's like a big deal. It's like Disneyland, but it's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They got like cliff divers.
Well, it's been in some of their episodes.
Yes, it has been.
They've included it.
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck. Go get stoned and get on the waiting list. You too can go to Colorado. Have fun.
Get more at 971talk.com.